So pleased to have with us now Dmitri Patterson, who just recently received a contract, a new contract from the Browns after joining the team last year on a one-year deal. First of all, Dmitri, congrats on the contract.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and a pleasure to have you with us on the show. And I want to start with, you know, the idea that a deal like this where a team, you had an opportunity in 2011 to show your wares and show the Browns exactly what you could mean to this team, and you clearly succeeded in doing that. It sounds to me like the commitment is there on their part to obviously have much more of a contribution from you in 2012 and going forward.
Yeah, it was well, first and foremost, I just want to thank the Browns organization for giving me an opportunity to come and show what I can do. And allowing me to show who I am as a player. And that was something that was an opportunity that just wasn't afforded to me early in my career. And I just wanted to thank them for that. But, yeah, I just wanted to come in and show my versatility. When Dick Geron called me last year after the lockout and told me, what he would like for me to do as far as me coming to the Browns and my role and whatnot. I saw that as an opportunity. You know, I had never really played inside like that. You know, the 10 games I started with Philly, I played outside.
Right.
But I saw it as an opportunity to show my versatility and that I'll be able to, play that position and do it at a very high level and be consistent at doing that. So I just wanted to come in and just show my worth and just show that I can come in and be a professional and play at a high level and I can be counted on.
And that's the thing. So the mindset of being an inside guy and taking care of the slot receiver and so forth, a far different thing, I know, than dealing with the outside, but describe it from your perspective as a defensive back. What are the switches that have to be turned on and off in your mind to handle those roles?
Yeah, the thing about it is that you really have to slow yourself down, but at the same time, speed yourself up. I know that sounds kind of weird because at the end of the day, when a quarterback's under distress, the first receiver that he sees is the one closest to him, which is usually the slot guy. So, and he's usually the quarterback's bailout, for blitzes, hot throws, things of that nature.
Right.
And even on top of that, there's a lot of room that's created that you don't account for before the snap of the ball and that you have to cover east and west, laterally and whatnot. So there's a lot of options inside there, and there's a lot of improvisation. A receiver can improv, he can make his own route,
yeah,
or cut a route off, things of that nature, and there's a lot of room created because you have a defensive end right there by that slot receiver that's creating more room for that receiver when he rushes upfield. So there's a lot of things that you don't account for before a snap that you have to account for when the ball snaps, but the deal is you have to really, really hone in and be focused at all times because there's just so much that a receiver can do. And like I said, that's the nearest receiver to the quarterback. So from a position standpoint on the field, he's quarterback friendly. So you just got to be aware.
And you consistently obviously came in last year and performed again at a level that allowed this team to notice enough and be confident enough to retain you, keep you here. As you said, you had been with Coach Geron in Philadelphia the previous season, so he knew you from there and had knowledge of you. And certainly Tom Heckert had his awareness of you as well. But I, from your standpoint, when you join a team as you did with the Browns and sign a one-year deal, how did you look at that? Did you say to yourself, I know you want to make it a permanent home wherever you are as a player. You want security as much as you can get in this league, but you knew you were working on a one-year deal. How did you approach the season from that standpoint besides trying to help the Browns win? Was your priority also to say, hey, I really want to entrench myself?
No doubt about it. I mean, I was coming off a season where I was afforded an opportunity. I appreciate the Philadelphia Eagles for giving me an opportunity because they did what no one else did up until that point in my career. But the lockout, after the lockout, first it was a little different. Everything was compact and, condensed and rushed. But my whole thing, the way I looked at it was as an opportunity to actually, for the first time in my career, come in and know that I'm going to be doing this. There wasn't any uncertainty. There wasn't any gray area. So you know, I was excited about that in itself, that I could actually go into a season and actually prepare to be doing something for 16 weeks. So I looked at it as, hey, you know, I'm going to go in here. It's an opportunity to show that I'm versatile and I can come in and compete at a high level and do it for 16 weeks and just show what I have. In my mind, I had nothing to lose because up to that point, you know, I only had 10 games under my belt. So I wanted to add to that and build on that. So I thought it was a great opportunity, and I was very excited about it.
Dimitri Patterson joining us, Browns cornerback, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So as you go forward, what will be the mentality coming back? Because this is going to be, first of all, a very different offseason, because there is an offseason. There is no lockout. And April 16th is when all players will be able to show up at their facilities. So how will your approach be once you're back in the fold with the Browns?
My main approach, first thing, you know, I'm just going to just take a look at the film, and I'm going to take a look at who we play. We have a very, very competitive schedule this year from what I've seen. We got the NFC East and AFC West, I believe. NFC East has a talented group of receivers in that conference. Talented conference, period, point blank. So I'm going to get a jump start on, you know, those teams, as well as obviously the teams in our conference. We have a tough conference as well, physical conference. And it's really from a mental standpoint, just learn tendencies and just know my opponents inside out, you know, with the addition of recovering and making sure I'm physically fit. That's part of the offseason. That's really important. That's one of the most important things in the offseason, is making sure that you're healthy. But, you know, the offseason for me is really just mentally. You know, because the more you know mentally and the more you're comfortable with your mental state, the better you're going to play, the faster you're going to play, and that's my main priority.
Yeah, you look at that schedule, you get both Manning brothers now. You get the one that helped his team win a Super Bowl, Eli, and now you get Peyton with the Broncos.
Yeah, very, very competitive schedule.
For a cornerback, that's a pretty tall order.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's – and right, you don't – I was going to say, that brings out your competitive side. You don't cower down to any challenges like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And, Dimitri, your routine, what's it like in the off season? What have you been doing? I know you're talking with us from Orlando, where you spend a good portion of your off season, and your hometown is Miami. But how do you sort of go about the task of getting yourself – physically ready? Where do you, you know, how do you train and where do you train?
Well, I train by myself. You know, I like to train by myself. And, you know, my approach is a little different. I'm more about rest and recovery because, you know, I believe that is needed, and that is the time for your body to recover and to, you know, kind of come back with some type of normalcy. You know, the season is 16 weeks. It's a grind. It's very demanding on the body. And you just got to be careful about overtraining. And so I spend the first couple months just recovering, you know, from injuries, nagging injuries that I may have, and rehabilitating myself so that when I do start training and when it picks up here, you know, March or whatnot, that I'm healthy and I can train with a peace of mind, you know. And then outside of that, I devote a lot of my time with my daughter. So those are two things that I do.
How old's your daughter?
She is 5.
So that should keep you busy.
Yeah.
Pretty active. And Dimitri, when you're talking about training by yourself versus like guys who I know you hear about going to training facilities or working with personal trainers, that sort of thing, and I've talked with some of them who've said, well, that is a way when you sort of compete in training with others, it just gives you that extra measure, but you don't necessarily need that other presence around you. You just like to be in the sanctity of your own mind.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Because what I do on Sundays is I'm by myself. You know, I'm by myself. It's just, you know, there's no one there really to motivate you. You need, you know, motivation at this level. And you know, nothing contrary to what they're saying. This is how I think.
Yeah.
You know, this is my mindset. You know, motivation is in what I do for a living in itself.
Sure.
You know, and that alone, that's all I need. You know, as an individual, you know, being by yourself and training, it's a different mentality, because now you're learning yourself and you're disciplining yourself to push yourself even when no one's watching. So that's the mindset that I take, and that's the approach that I have with it.
And earlier you talked about, you know, thanking the organization for what it's done for you as far as this contract is concerned. And really, when you look at the thrust of free agency so far for the Browns, two of the biggest moves this team has made has been internal. I mean, with you and then extending DeQuell Jackson, that was the first big move. They are going to Phil Dawson signed a franchise tender. They've got another tender out to Jordan Norwood. I mean, internally, it looks like and Brian Schaefering, another guy who's going to be signing a tender. So when you really look at it, there's a feeling here that it's build from within or certainly start from within and then add the pieces like they did with Frosty Rucker and then Jacque Parker from the Eagles.
No doubt about it. Those two, obviously with the in-house signings, and, you know, being able to add guys like Jacque Parker and Frosty Rucker, two guys that play through the whistle. They play hard. They represent what the Browns defense was about in 2011. I think they're going to be an outstanding addition. I think we've gotten better. I think that was a significant improvement as far as adding those two guys to our defense. I think that we're so much stronger with those two guys, and definitely excited about playing. But it's just an attribute to – you know, Tom Hecker and, the Browns organization as far as what they're trying to do and the mindset and the direction that they're going in. So I think it's a big deal.
Well, great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you when you get in here along with the other players. Dimitri, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
He is Dimitri Patterson, cornerback for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.